Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's celebrated disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
Well, thank you very much, lovable, friendly old Ed Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller in the studios of WBBM in Chicago, a sister station, of course, of this great network of stations known as CBS. Right through the fishbowl, I see Mr. Speedy Hallett, our CBS engineer on duty, who sort of twirls the dials, and he's looking forward to today because I think he, too, is a great admirer of the star that we're going to present just a very few minutes from now. A boy by the name of Jerry Aldo, or names to that effect, Vitaliano. I'm sure that you'll not recognize just exactly who I'm speaking about, but if I say it's Jerry Vale, you know that it's a great singer of songs on the Columbia Record Company label. So you'll meet Jerry, who is waiting to talk to you from the Three Rivers Inn in Three Rivers, New York, and, of course, to expose his latest record to the waiting public. In the meantime, let's suffice and play just a bit of music by the Fontaine Sisters. These are these three very delightful girls who were formerly associated with Mr. Perry Como, then sprung loose, went out as a single, and, of course, became a great record act with the label known as Dot. Here's a brand new record of theirs, which is a salute to the teenagers. It's called 17.
That's sweet. Past 16, just been kissed, graduated and got that twist. The kind of love you can't resist. At 17, now sloppy shirt, old blue jeans, dirty shoes, by all means, patch of blonde, rock side hair.
That's the Fontaine Sisters and a swell record on a dot called 17. You know, every so often during these morning hours on radio and we can get together and play some records and talk to the famous stars, the celebrities of the show world, I like to drop in a reminder that you try healthful, refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You know, it's a treat that always satisfies because it's pure and light and wholesome. Never spoils the appetite. You know, a lot of people chew it when they want a tasty treat or to avoid rich food or drinks. So why don't you add a few packs to the shopping list this morning, Mother? When you shop later today, remember to pick up my favorite product, and I hope it's soon to be yours, too. A few packs of healthful, delicious, and always refreshing Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I know you'll like it, because it's good. Well, now, as we said before, in Three Rivers, New York, a small town just outside of the city of Syracuse, there's a very important nightclub to the show world. It's called the Three Rivers Inn. And they're sitting in, as you can imagine, the rather drab surrounding of a nightclub in broad daylight, because this is not a pretty sight, is a young boy singer by the name of Gennaro Vitaliano. As we said before, for purposes of avoiding confusion, we'll give you his real name, in show worlds at least. It's Mr. Jerry Vale of Columbia Records. Jerry, how are you, and how's New York?
Oh, I'm fine, Howard. See, it's nice to talk to you.
I don't suppose you're having anything to eat there. No lunch yet, is there?
No, not yet. It's a little too early. I just had some coffee.
Do they serve lunch in the club?
No, this isn't a place that they have.
Not that sort of a place.
No.
As a matter of fact, Jerry, I want to give a nice plug to the club for being so nice and letting our engineers come in there. What sort of a place is it? I know it's a big, expansive place.
It is. It's a beautiful place, Howard. It's located, as you said, in Three Rivers, New York. And I would say it holds about 700 or 800 people.
Oh.
And the food here is just the greatest.
Yes.
We have a wonderful supporting show, and, well, it's just a pleasure to be here.
Jerry, is it tough for a singer like yourself to work in a big room as compared to a small room? Do you like the intimacy of a small club, or would you rather work in a great big room like this when they're like Blindstrub's in Boston?
Well, I must admit, Howard, that I prefer an intimate room, but...
Why do you say that?
Well, I can feel closer to the people, and I can see their faces better, you know.
But your voice is a pretty big one, Jerry. I mean, you can easily blanket a big room.
Well, when I do work a place like the Three Rivers, I do songs that I think fit the occasion. In other words, big songs. When I work in an intimate room, I do songs like "Oh, My Funny Valentine," more intimate.
I see. This I didn't know. In other words, you then really have to sort of be prepared for two different types of approach to audiences.
Yes, that's right, Howard.
And it would depend upon the club which repertoire you would use.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Jerry, I know that you've been with Columbia, what, 3 or 4 years?
I think it's about 3 years now, Howard.
Uh-huh. And your real name is Gennaro Vitaliano. Will you tell me a little something about your background? Where were you born?
Well, I was born in the Bronx, New York. I was born at 4255 Seton Avenue, and I'm still living there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mom
and Dad live there?
Yes, they do, Howard.
Uh-huh. And of course, you don't get home as often as I suppose you'd like because you're an itinerant artist. You travel.
I've been home, I would say, about 2 days within the last 6 weeks.
Well, that means that you're steadily employed, and that's nice.
Well, I'm very, very happy about that. I'm going back to New York Friday, and I'm going to be doing some network radio shows on the CBS network.
Well, as a matter of fact, I wanted to bring in this remark earlier. You had a great opportunity and certainly lived up to all the expectations because Mr. Godfrey has used you as his boy singer the last period of time, hasn't he?
Well, I was very, very lucky to be able to go on the Godfrey show. I was on for 11 days. Don Cherry, who was on before me, left for Scotland to play golf.
Yes.
And I took his place, and I expect to go back very shortly.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Working with the old redhead is not only a great treat, but, of course, it's a great break for anybody in show business. How old are you, Jerry?
I'm 24. My birthday was this past July 8th, Howard.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I know that you're not married, and a most eligible young bachelor. Any matrimonial plans?
Not right now. I don't have too much time. As I said before, I've been on the road for the past 6 weeks. I don't think I'm in one city any more than, 6 days at a time.
Well, how long do you think it takes to get married, Jerry? You can do that in just a couple of minutes. Jerry, how was it that you started in the business of show business? There must have been some appeal that it had for you or you had for it. How did it come about?
Well, I've always loved to sing, Howard. I can remember that when I was 4 or 5 years old, my mother would be cleaning the house and she'd start singing while she was doing her housework. And I'd sing right along with her. It's just something that I guess is born in you. I love to sing. I love to hear all kinds of music.
Well, of course, Jerry, it's to the credit of your race, the great Italian race of people, that probably have given birth to more songs and more great singers than any other race of people.
Well,
do you think there's some way to account for that? Is there something about the spirit of the Italian?
Well, I would say that it dates back to your childhood, you know. When I was just a little boy, I can remember having parties at my grandmother's house, and we'd have the mandolins there and fellas playing guitars, and we'd sing from 7, 8 o'clock at night until 2 or 3 o'clock the next morning.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And this was just on any occasion. It didn't have to be a special occasion,
no,
like weddings or marriages.
No, it didn't. Anytime we felt like having a party or singing, why, we did so.
Well, I think the Italian people are generally a happy people, and I think if people are happy, they're inclined and are given to song, and that probably gives rise to a great much of the singing done by Italians in their homes.
I imagine that's it.
Now, Jerry, who was it that found you and delivered you then to Columbia Record Company so that Mr. Mitch Miller could expose you to the waiting world?
Well, Howard, I was working at a club in Yonkers, New York called the Enchanted Room. I had been up there for about 2.5 years singing with a little house band. And they had a lot of fellas come in, guys like Tony Bennett, Don Cornell, and all the other top singers at that time. And Guy Mitchell, who was also on Columbia Records, did a one-nighter at this club, and he had a fellow with him by the name of Paul Ansetta.
Yes.
Paul was Guy's road manager at that time. And he heard me singing, Paul did, with the house band, and came over to me and asked me if I had a manager, and naturally I said no, I didn't. And he was surprised, but I explained to him that I didn't want to get tied up with anybody until I felt it was the right guy.
Yes.
And Paul and I got together and we worked on a tape recorder for about 6 months.
And delivered it to Mitch Miller. He hired you, and now, of course, you're a star of the record world.
Well,
Jerry, you've just made another great one for Columbia Records. I'd like to play it if you don't mind. I think it's one of the nicest things you've ever put in your catalog.
Thank
it's
you.
Called Heaven Came Down to Earth. Let's listen.
Right.
At the heavenly stars, and I dreamed of a rocket to Mars. Then I looked in your eyes, and they dimmed out the skies. Heaven came down to earth. I've been through by the glow of the sun. To the moon would be fun, but the touch of your lips hit me like an eclipse. Heaven came down to earth. I didn't know just what it was I wanted. I kept on reaching for the moon and sun. But when I held you in my arms, I trembled. Heaven and earth were one. I saw magic as I looked above. There is nothing as magic as love. Then you answered my prayer. 'Cause when I saw you there, heaven came down to earth. You answered my prayer, 'cause when I saw you there, down to earth into my arms. Heaven came down to earth.
Jerry, that's one more wonderful contribution to the catalog of Jerry Vale Records in Columbia, and thank you so very much for taking your time and being with us this morning from the Three Rivers Inn in Three Rivers, New York.
Well, thank you very much, Art. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, and I want to thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, believe me, because I know that this is just the beginning of a fine career for you. I know that your appearances with Mr. Godfrey and the other great shows on CBS is going to launch a career for a star, and you deserve it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. That was Jerry Vale, one of the real talented boys in our business, just a youngster, as he told you, 24 a month ago. And that means he still has years to approach the American public, where I know there will always be acceptance. One of the things that I hope you'll do real soon is try this product that we're so proud and happy to be able to represent, the Wrigley people. Believe me, they have been making the best chewing gum in all the world for a great many years. And once you just try a package of delightful, delicious, and refreshing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, I know that you'll like it as much as all the world does. So will you try it? This is Howard Miller from Chicago saying please join us tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and bye-bye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guests will be the Hilltoppers. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Yes, it's A&P for low prices on...